Now, the thing that is amazing here is the heart of David. We are told here now to show you how ornate it was. Verse 14, he gave of gold by weight for things of gold, for all instruments of all manner of service. Silver also for all instruments of silver by weight, for all instruments every kind of service, even the weight for the candlesticks of gold and for their lamps of gold by weight for every candlestick. The whole thought here is that there was no stinting. There was nothing parsimonious about the temple. It was a great expanse and expenditure of the wealth of the kingdom of David. And David did this in order to honor God. Now you will notice, verse 19, all this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me, even all the works of this pattern. Now, God gave to David the pattern of it. He picked the place, the threshing floor of Ornan. He also encouraged and inspired David, but would not let him build it. Now, verse 20, and David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Boy, I tell you, this man David wanted Solomon to get busy. He says, fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He'll not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Now, this Solomon's temple, of course, is different, we believe, than the one that we'll send you a Xerox copy of. And yet, there'll be a striking similarity in it. The floor plan will be the same. And of course, Herod's was not nearly as expensive as David's was. David lavished the wealth of his kingdom to do just this. Verse 21, and behold, the courses of the priests, the Levites, even they shall be with thee for all the service of the house of God. And there shall be with thee for all manner workmanship, every willing, skillful man for any manner of service, also the princes and all the people, be holy at thy commandment. You see, David had the kingdom in everyone, the priests, the workmen, the princes, the Levites, all stimulated and stirred up to do this. All Solomon had to do was just to do the thing David had already set up for him to do.